Ready! It's time to turn on!
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Trip down memory lane. You guys remember that weird election audit that the Republican-controlled Senate of Arizona hired some Stop the Steal folks to do in Maricopa County? Well, we finally got the results, and the Republican-led Arizona audit reaffirmed Joe Biden's win.
We got a winner.
We got a winner.
I said we got a winner.
We got a winner.
We got a winner.
We got a winner.
I agree. Well done. Which brings us to a breaking news alert. The Late Show is ready to project that Joe Biden has won Arizona, and therefore, Joseph Robinette Biden is still President of the United States.
We got a winner.
We got a winner.
I said we got a winner.
We got a winner.
We got a winner.
We got a winner.
This audit is a crushing humiliation for the GOP, because not only has Biden found to be the winner again, but the search for fraudulent ballots actually yielded 99 additional votes for Biden and 261 fewer votes for the former president. Wow. Wow. He really did get tired of winning.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known she would win in the end.
I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. Although I laugh and I act like a clown, beneath this mask I am wearing a frown. My tears are falling like rain from the sky. Is it for her or myself that I cry?
I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
What have I done to deserve such a fate? I realize I have left it too late. And so so it's true, pride comes before a fall. I'm telling you so that you won't lose all.
I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
The audit was conducted by a firm called Cyber Ninjas, who had no history or expertise in the area and whose CEO endorsed wild conspiracy theories that the 2020 election was rigged and stolen from the former president. So they hired MAGA fans, and even they couldn't say that number 45 won. That's like hiring your mom to judge the handsomest boy contest and still losing to a 78-year-old guy from Delaware. Now, good-looking man, though. Good, fine, that's fine looking.
Robinette.
The Cyber Ninjas also messed with the voting machines, so now Maricopa County will have to spend $3 million to replace them. But, since they're ninjas, maybe they already have. They haven't. So, Biden has won Arizona, and the Republicans all know it. They called for the audit, they paid for the audit, they conducted the audit, which confirmed the former president lost on the forensic audit. Or as he put it,
we won on the Arizona forensic audit yesterday at a level that you wouldn't believe.
Yes, we wouldn't believe. So nothing's gonna shut this guy up. No matter what the results are, he's just gonna go out and say he won. He's not playing three-dimensional chess. He's not even playing regular chess. He's just shoving the bishop up his butt and yelling, Yahtzee! That's paint
not
a picture.
How you play. It's not how you play.
Paint a picture. By the way, that was the original ending of the Queen's Gambit.
Scott Frank.
Congratulations on your Emmy. The former president used his rally to roll out all the hits, like this classic.
And you know, they are starting to say very strongly, Merry Christmas.
Reminds me of my favorite Christmas carol. Have yourself a very strongly Christmas. That's a thing we say. The big Christmas boy then turned his attention to Wyoming representative and real estate agent who doesn't tell you someone died in this house because she's the killer, Liz Cheney. Cheney has been a vocal opponent of the former president. She supported his second impeachment and refused to participate in the big lie that he won the election, which might be why on the big screens at the rally, the former president showed this meme of Liz Cheney with George W. Bush's face. That is pathetic. The former president has been kicked off social media, so he's been reduced to an old man traveling from town to town explaining memes in person. You see, the young man is walking down the street with his girlfriend. The man represents you, and the girlfriend represents getting 8 hours sleep, but the man he's looking at another woman walking the other way who represents reading the Wikipedia page for the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen movie Billboard Dad at 3 a.m. It's an allegory about the human condition in the information age. Anyway, I'll be in Peoria on Thursday to talk about a lady who just tried kombucha. What her face does will surprise you. They know the kombucha one. They know the long walk.
Yes.
But there was water in the well. Cheney, who is allowed on Twitter, clapped back, tweeting, I like Republican presidents who win re-election. Sick burn, Liz. You got him. Or to put that another way, mission accomplished.
Basically, Trump lost the election he thought was rigged against him and then lost the audit of the election he thought was rigged for him. So now, in a desperate attempt to do as much damage to democracy as he possibly can, Trump is pushing for audits, even in states he won. The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, who never misses an opportunity to kiss that big orange ass of Trump's, announced that they, too, will be conducting an audit to verify election results in a state Trump won by 600,000 votes. Which, what, wouldn't it be hilarious if he lost Texas? It turns out he lost Texas, too. Oops, you lost, Donald. It's over. Take it like a man getting spanked with a rolled-up magazine. You lost. But he can't accept it. He had a rally in Perry, Georgia on Saturday night. He bragged that he's never made a concession speech, and he explained that those who oppose him have darkness in their hearts.
The people we're dealing with are evil and angry and destroying our country. They're destroying our country. And they want to go after me because I have, they think, a big mouth. I don't have a big mouth. You know what I have? I have a mouth that tells the truth. I have a mouth that wants to save our country.
Yes, that was his famous I have a mouth speech. He has a mouth. He has a mouth. Will somebody please put a McNugget in his mouth?
I have a mouth.
Mouth Rushmore also gave himself a pat on the back for one of his top 10 imaginary accomplishments. That is winning Fox News's famous war on Christmas.
And you know, they are starting to say very strongly, Merry Christmas. Remember when I first ran? I said, you're going to say Merry Christmas. They're all saying Merry Christmas again.
Who's saying that in September? Who's saying Merry Christmas in September? So Trump sat for an interview this weekend on his pet network, OAN, where he was very gently asked to grade his handling of the pandemic. And make no mistake, Donald Trump has never made a mistake.
Was there any missteps? Do you regret anything with the handling? Or did you do at the time, and looking back in retrospect, what was right for not hyping it up and scaring a nation?
Well, I actually thank you for the question. I guess in life you always have missteps no matter what you're doing. Even if you get 100 in your exam, you could have done maybe a little bit better, right?
No, not right. Not right. 100 is the highest. If you'd ever taken a test yourself, you'd know that. It's,
Whoa! Is that our Rudy Giuliani news alert siren? The siren we had installed in the studio to tell us whatever something funny happens to Rudy Giuliani? Let's see what Rudy's up to.
Fox News has reportedly suspended former President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, from appearing on any of its shows.
His favorite TV outlet has reportedly banned him. He's been benched for almost 3 months, in part because of the vote-counting conspiracy theories that he pushed, which, of course, have ballooned into lawsuits against both him and Fox News.
They banned Rudy from Fox News? That's like banning a turtle from its shell. I mean, forget the interviews. If he's banned from Fox News' green rooms, where's he going to sleep? He can't go back to his own place. The feds probably took his bed when they raided his apartment because, knowing Rudy, he wrote incriminating notes on his sheets when he couldn't find any paper. And I'm betting he lived off that little plate of nuts and dried fruit they put in the green rooms. Probably tried to steal them from the other guests. Diamond, Filk, I thought you left. They're the reason I have your granola bars in my pockets. You know me, Diamond, Filk. I've never been in a Fox News studio, but I've heard that if you go to one pretty much any hour of the day, you'll see Rudy Giuliani slouched in the corner, asleep, drool in his chin, and a tote bag full of OTB betting slips in his lap. In fact, sometimes he's still in the shot when the next guest is on. Now, Fox denied that Rudy was banned, but in doing so, they found a way to wound his ego yet again. They said he's not technically banned. They just don't want him.
Fox News is disputing a report that Rudy Giuliani and his son Andrew have been temporarily banned from the network's airwaves. Politico reported a three-month ban, but Fox News says that just isn't the case. Deadline reports that the network just hasn't found Rudy Giuliani relevant in recent coverage.
I'd use the old showbiz expression and say Rudy can't get arrested, but I'm pretty sure he can get arrested. I mean, damn, it's one thing to ban him because you're afraid of the Dominion lawsuit, but to tell him you just don't want him anymore, it's like breaking up with a boyfriend and telling him, no, it's not because my mother doesn't like you. You're ugly and bad at sex. Now, lest we forget, Rudy is a real human being with real feelings and not, as he appears, a fictional goblin Italian grandmothers threaten children with if they don't brush their teeth. The Giuliani's gonna give you cavities. You want to have a teeth like the Giuliani? Just at the bottoms? And Rudy was apparently deeply emotionally affected by this news. A source close to Giuliani told Politico, Rudy's really hurt because he did a big favor for Rupert Murdoch. He was instrumental in getting Fox on Time Warner so it could be watched in New York City. Does Rudy think Rupert Murdoch cares about his hurt feelings? If Rudy so much as tried to speak to Murdoch at a dinner, Murdoch would simply nod to one of his henchmen and have Rudy thrown into a watery pit full of crocodiles. Why are you taking me to the pools? I don't have my swimming trunks. And while I'm sure getting Fox News on Time Warner was a huge deal at the time, it now sounds like the shadiest of Sopranos B-plots. Oh, Rudy's mad because he helped us out with that Time Warner thing. Yeah, free pay channels and the like.
So, Rudy, did you go on Fox News last night?
Like 20 times, yeah. Don't worry, I told them that you were openly colluding with Russia, but then I ended with, so what? Should all be fine. Yeah.
Thanks, Rudy.
I even confessed to some crimes you didn't do, and then I said, what are you going to do, arrest the president? I dare you.
Okay. I think they get the point. Rudy, I really appreciate everything you've done for me.
Hey, you're the best and last client I'll ever have.
Perhaps the biggest sting of all was not the banning itself, but when and how Rudy found out and what show he was banned on.
Giuliani was banned for nearly 3 months, but he only learned of the move the day before he was set to appear on Fox and Friends on September 11th.
Imagine getting told you're not credible enough to appear on Fox and Friends. That show doesn't exactly have the highest journalistic standards. You remember how every so often there's an octopus who predicts what teams are going to win the Super Bowl or the World Cup? Fox and Friends has it on to talk about masks in schools. And then there's the timing. Rudy was reportedly told of his ban the night before the 20th anniversary of 9/11, which might be why Rudy seems so, let's say, out of sorts the next day at what was supposed to be a solemn 9/11 memorial dinner and ended up turning into an incoherent rant about how he never partied with Prince Andrew.
I know Prince Andrew is very questionable now. I never went out with him. Ever. Never. Never had a drink with him. Never was with a woman or a young girl with him. Ever, ever, ever. One time, I met him in my office, and one time when we had the party. Right, Bernie? You were there. You weren't there? Oh,
huh. So weird TV networks wouldn't want this man on their shows. So, Rudy, just a reminder today, we really want to stress. We just want you to talk about how Biden's vaccine mandate is tyranny. You got it. I'll also throw in how I never partied with Prince Andrew. No, just leave that out entirely. Good idea, because I did party with him one time. And another time it was in my office. But don't worry, I'll explain it all once you put me on TV. Don't explain it all. Just don't bring it up at all. I'll bring it up no more than 5 to 7 times. Now, I'm obviously not a Fox News programming exec, but maybe the decision to ban Rudy had something to do with Rudy being, I don't know, an insane person who's under criminal investigation and facing a $1 billion defamation lawsuit and who routinely confesses to things unprompted, especially when he's on Fox News.
Did you read the transcript?
Let's say it was read to me.
It was read to you, the whole thing.
I hope. It's all here, right here. The first call from the State Department. Here's Kurt saying, great, I will tell Yermak and he'll visit with you there, thanks. I don't know about it. I didn't hear it.
Forget the whistleblower. We have the transcript of the call and the president's remarks.
Shut up, moron. Shut up.
Okay, hold on.
Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. What's this guy Romney like? You know what I told him? He's our Al Gore.
All right, Rudy. Biden's
going to
take
Spartacus.
By the way, Biden's been off the trail.
Mueller saying obstruction of justice. You cut everything out. Obstruction of justice, which the guy will say, say obstruction of justice. Obstruction of justice. Did you decide it? No.
Maybe they cut him because his impressions weren't good enough. Looks like someone needs to go to impressions camp. Nah, actually, never mind. He'd definitely do sloth. Or maybe he's banned because he regularly went on Fox and showed off other people's incriminating texts and emails and phone calls and nonsensically waved around random pieces of paper like a guy in Times Square trying to convert you to some weird religion you've never heard of. Would you like a free stress test? Have you heard the gospel of Gerlach? But of course, it seems like the real reason Rudy was banned probably has a lot more to do with a simple financial and legal calculation. You see, Fox is currently the target of a $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit from the voting machine company Dominion, which is also suing Rudy personally for spreading baseless conspiracy theories about how their machines were supposedly rigged. And Rudy played a big part in spreading those lies.
As he's gotten more evidence
of the rigging that went on, he's really outraged. It's way beyond what people think, including a very, very dangerous foreign company, a company that has close ties with Venezuela and therefore China, is a radical left company. One of the people there is a big supporter of Antifa. Our votes are sent overseas. This is another attempt to try to defeat him by illegal means.
If you were on a flight next to someone talking like that, you'd ask the attendant for a parachute. Our votes are sent overseas? Is he confusing ballot boxes with normal? So now that he's been banned from Fox News, Rudy has to resort to more obscure outlets like Steve Bannon's podcast, which I'm guessing is recorded on a desert island after a shipwreck, where Rudy claimed falsely that everything he said on Fox has been verified.
There's a story on Rolling Stone and Politico that says you're on double secret probation over at Fox. And I don't think people knew this. Fox did not allow Rudy Giuliani on Fox News, on Fox and Friends, on the morning of September 11th. That's what's now they tell you you've been on some secret probation over there that nobody knew about.
Yeah, it's really strange that I'm on probation at a time in which just about everything I said is being corroborated. And they actually are reporting all the things they claim I misled them about. And every night they're now, one night after another, we're corroborating one thing, like this Arizona thing corroborates one of the things they would have said a week ago I was misleading them about.
I doubt they called it double secret probation when they told him about it. Rudy probably used that term and then they just went with it. This sounds like double secret probation. Whatever you want to call it, Rudy. That's what the Queen put Prince Andrew on. Not that I know him, or I've ever partied with the man. Oh, wait, there was that one time. Bernie, you were there, weren't you? Oh, you were? And no. The scam GOP-led Arizona audit did not corroborate what you said. In fact, it found the exact opposite. The audit, which was designed to fabricate non-existent evidence of fraud, blew up in Trump's face by proving that Biden actually won by more votes than we previously thought.
The results are now in after that very expensive audit of the 2020 election in Arizona, the Republican-led effort tonight showing that President Biden actually won by even more than originally thought.
It wasn't what they were hoping for.
We'll get this show on the road, so to speak.
In the end, the Arizona Republican audit found 99 more votes for Joe Biden and 261 fewer for Donald Trump. Republicans in the legislature admitting today that their controversial months-long partisan review of the votes had found in the end that, yes, Joe Biden won Arizona.
So Trump and the Arizona GOP were humiliated after they spent millions to hire a group of right-wing tech weirdos called the Cyber Ninjas, which sounds like an off-brand action figure your grandma would buy you at the dollar store. The man says they're just as good as Transformers, except they don't turn into anything and you can't get them wet. They only take watch batteries. As you'll recall, the Cyber Ninjas went to insane lengths to find evidence of fraud, like when they used UV lights to scan ballots for bamboo fibers, and all they ended up doing was proving that Biden won Maricopa County by even more than we originally thought. Maybe Trump and the GOP will just have to keep bringing in crazier right-wing groups with dumber and dumber names until they finally get the results they want, like the Roborockets or the DigiPirates or the Crypto Cowboys. I mean, this is what happens when the right-wing fantasy world of unhinged conspiracy theories collides with reality. Fox News wants to fend off a lawsuit from Dominion, and they know Rudy's bat crazy conspiracy theories can't hold up in court. Even the Trump campaign and GOP senators themselves knew that, as we found out last week. And now, the scam GOP audit in Arizona has proved it once again. And yet, as part of their relentless effort to destroy democracy and discredit the very notion of free and fair elections, Republicans are insisting on pursuing more sham audits in states like Pennsylvania. But the same thing's going to keep happening to them that happened in Arizona. They're going to look for evidence of fraud, and when it backfires on them, they're going to say,
oh, so today, we got a fresh batch of inside stuff, way inside stuff, from Stephanie Grisham, who served as Trump's White House press secretary and Melania's chief of staff. She was on the inside from day one. She's got a book. It's called I'll Take Your Questions Now. And you're not going to believe this. Turns out this Trump character is a real nut. He's a real... According to Stephanie Grisham, first of all, he cuts his own hair with a giant pair of scissors, which is by far the least shocking revelation of all of them, but... Let's just run through them. Grisham says that during the G20 summit in 2019, Trump told Vladimir Putin before their meeting, he said, okay, I'm going to act a little tougher with you for a few minutes, but it's for the cameras. After they leave, we'll talk, you understand. Which is, this is not something a president says to another world leader, especially Vladimir Putin. This is something Hulk Hogan would say to Andre the Giant before WrestleMania. And when all that Stormy Daniels stuff came out, Grisham says Trump called her from Air Force One specifically to let her know his penis was not small or toadstool-shaped. Which is basically confirmation that his penis is small and toadstool-shaped. Can you imagine? Thanks for letting me know, Mr. President. Grisham also detailed the length staffers would go to mitigate his temper tantrums. He said the White House had a guy they called the Music Man. It turns out this guy happened to be her boyfriend at the time, who would play Trump's favorite show tunes to calm him down. I love it. The president is furious. Someone get his Cheetah Rivera CD fast. And one of the songs they would play to cool Trump down was Memory from Cats. Of course that's Trump's favorite show. It's from the only musical that grabs you by the pussy, Cats. Stephanie Grisham, who sat and quietly watched all this lunacy go down, admits she should have spoken up more. More, in the 9 months she was press secretary, she didn't hold a single press conference. She should have spoken up once. That would have been more than nothing. And by the way, it's not just her. No one spoke up. All these so-called adults in the room, as they like to call themselves. If the president is snorting Adderall and throwing fried chicken at foreign leaders, maybe don't wait 3 years to put it in a book. But this is the funniest bombshell. You remember back a couple years ago, Trump took that mysterious trip to Walter Reed Hospital, and people were thinking maybe he had a heart attack or a stroke or something? It was neither of those things. He went to the hospital to have a colonoscopy. And he had it without anesthesia for two reasons. Number one, because he didn't want to give power to Mike Pence, even for a short time, for real. And number two, he didn't want to be the butt of a joke on late night TV. Which, I have to say, it gives me a lot of satisfaction as a late night talk show host to know that he opted to stay awake while they augured his innards with a sewer snake, specifically because he didn't want us making fun of him. I feel good, and I also feel cheated, because when a president, especially this president, gets a colonoscopy, it is my duty, that's right, duty, to make jokes about it. And so to make up for what I'm contractually and ethically obligated to deliver to you, it's time for some Trump colonoscopy jokes. They're a few years old, but I think you're gonna like them. All right. Here we go. Jonathan, I'm going to need you. President went to Walter Reed Hospital for a colonoscopy today. It took a while because the doctor kept accidentally sticking the camera in his mouth. You know, as soon as they switched the camera on, Trump turned around and said, "Hey, Doc, how are the ratings?" Thank you. The president's doctor decided to schedule this procedure after the White House toilet killed itself. It was a good thing Trump had this done, because they found two cancerous polyps were removed immediately. The doctor said the hardest thing about giving Trump a colonoscopy was getting the camera around Mike Pence's nose. But Trump thought it went great overall. He got a perfect report. Afterwards, the whole medical team kept saying, "Wow, what an unbelievable a-hole."
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.